This is the Azella sample test for grade 1. This is unit 5 of the test. You should be on page 39 of the test book.
Welcome. Today, we're going to do an interesting speaking activity. All you need to do is answer some questions in English. You'll hear a beep at the end of each question. Please begin speaking after you hear the beep. Do the best you can. Let's start. What is your first and last name? What is your teacher's name? How old are you? We will now start the activity. Remember to speak in a strong voice and wait for the beep. Do the best you can. Turn the page. Look at number 1. Look at the picture. This is a picture of a shovel. What is a shovel used for? Turn the page. Look at number 2. Look at the picture. Please answer in a complete sentence. What is happening in the picture? Turn the page. Look at number 3. Look at the 2 pictures. You are going to compare the pictures with each other. Tell me 2 ways the pictures are the same. Remember to use complete sentences. And tell me 2 ways the pictures are the same. Look at the 2 pictures again. Tell me 1 way the pictures are different. Remember to use complete sentences and tell me 1 way the pictures are different. Turn the page. Look at number 4. Look at the chart. The chart has information about 3 children, Meg, Ben, and Ava, and their favorite things to do. Imagine that you will give a presentation or talk about the chart to your class. Start speaking when you hear the beep. When you are ready, use the information from the chart to talk about it to your class. Be sure to say as much as you can and speak using complete sentences. Turn the page. Look at number 5. Look at each of the 4 pictures as you listen to a story about a field trip to the zoo. You will listen to the story 2 times. Then you will tell me as much of the story as you can. Please use complete sentences to tell the story.
Mrs. Johnson's class took a field trip. They went on a school bus to the zoo. They saw a big gorilla behind a large wall of glass. Then they saw a group of lions. And they got to see a falcon up close. It's like an eagle, but smaller. It was resting on the arm of a zookeeper.
Now, listen to the story again.
Mrs. Johnson's class took a field trip. They went on a school bus to the zoo. They saw a big gorilla behind a large wall of glass. Then they saw a group of lions. And they got to see a falcon up close. It's like an eagle, but smaller. It was resting on the arm of a zookeeper.
Now, tell me the story in your own words. Remember to use complete sentences. Turn the page. Look at number 6. Now, I am going to show you 4 pictures that tell a story. Look at all the pictures. I will tell the beginning of the story, and then you will tell me the rest of the story you see in the pictures. Listen to the beginning of the story. Alan and Ariana were playing outside, but it got too hot. Now, tell me the story, starting with picture one. Use a lot of details in your story. Begin telling the story when you hear the beep. Turn the page. Look at number 7. You are going to read a story out loud for 1 minute. The story is about a girl named Pat. You might not finish reading the whole story. That is okay. If you get stuck on a word, please try it and move on. Or just skip it. Begin reading from the first word when you hear the beep. You can now close your book. The activity will continue. Next, use a complete sentence to answer the question. What is your favorite thing to do on Saturday or Sunday? Use complete sentences to answer the question. Why is that your favorite thing to do on Saturday or Sunday? Next, please answer using complete sentences. Tell me how you draw a house. Include at least 3 steps. Now the activity is over.